Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with Governor Andrew Cuomo, who apparently, according to the headline in your column, is to target House GOPers in New York.
Yeah, the governor has been accused of really not doing a lot to help his fellow Democrats over the years. But now, on Tuesday, he's going to hold a kickoff rally where he says they're going to look district by district to take on House Republicans next year to flip. There's the Democrats need 24 seats to take over control of the House, and Cuomo and his people think that maybe six of them could be had in New York. So he's starting now to, and he's going to try and help flip the House, which also could help him should he, you know, run for president in 2020, which has been mentioned as a possibility.
There's a little irony here when many have accused him as not working hard to get the Senate to go Democratic?
There is. Supposedly, look, you know, the governor is going to head the ticket next year, and the thinking is if he is serious about running for 2020, which we don't know yet, but if he is, then certainly he's going to have to fix the state Senate situation as well. And there are those close to him who expect that he will be more aggressive in helping them take control of the state Senate. Others are saying, yeah, we'll believe it when we see it.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and mayoral control of the city schools. A fight has erupted. What's going on?
Yeah, this also ties into the state Senate fight. The mayor really alienated the Senate Republicans in 2014 after he took office and he tried to win control of the Senate for the Democrats. He failed, and since then, they basically tortured him over the issue of mayoral control. The law expires, and rather than give him multi-year extensions like they did Mayor Bloomberg before him, they've only given him a one-year extender each year, and they torture him in the process. This year, the Senate Republicans keep asking for more information. The mayor's kind of had enough and said, this is politics at its worst. You're playing politics with school kids, and it's got to stop.
New Path for Victims' Rights, an exclusive today. Give us an update on this story that especially hits hard in New York City.
The Child Victims Act, which looks to make it easier for adults who were abused as kids to seek justice. The statute of limitations is one that people say it's almost impossible since so many times child abuse victims don't come forward for decades. So there's been a push for years that has gone nowhere in the legislature to make it easier by either extending or doing away with the statute of limitations on criminal and civil child abuse cases. What now, we've had several new bills introduced in recent days, one by the Assembly, which are going to take up this week, which would extend the statute of limitations on criminal cases of sexual abuse by 5 years. Jeff Klein, the head of the Independent Democratic Conference in the Senate, a group of 8 breakaway Democrats, is preparing to introduce his own bill, which would look at it differently. And rather than open a one-year window, which advocates want, that would allow people to revive old cases that under current law can't be tried, he would form a commission, a 5-member commission appointed by the Court of Appeals head judge that would look and see whether or not cases should move forward and then allow them to sue in civil court if they believe that there's merit to it.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com or hear this online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.